Hello, everybody, and welcome to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. And every week during the academic year, I sit down with members of the Monmouth College community to talk to them about their interests, what they do, and things they've done. In this 26th edition of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year, we'll check in with the voice of Monmouth College Athletics, and that's none other than the inimitable Fighting Scott Sports Information Director, Nathan Baliba. Nathan is headed to the Sunshine State of Florida for a week. He'll explain why and also preview spring sports at Monmouth. Winter sports at Monmouth officially come to a conclusion at the Virginia Beach Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia. That's where the 2024 NCAA Division III Men's and Women's Indoor Track and Field Championships will be hosted by Norfolk State on March 8th and 9th. But before winter sports come to their conclusion, a couple of spring sports team seasons have already been underway at Monmouth. Joining us to catch up on all of that and discuss the outdoor track and field championships, as well as preview spring sports seasons at Monmouth College, is the esteemed and well-traveled Monmouth Sports Information Director, Nathan Baliba. You can follow Nathan's outstanding work on the college's athletics website, and that URL is monmouthscots.com. That's your official home on the World Wide Web for all things Fighting Scots related. Nathan says that Monmouth has a pair of students competing in the Indoor Track and Field Championships, and both of the Scots' indoor track and field teams had another solid season this year.
Yeah, the track indoor season finished up at the end of February. Both teams got second in the conference tournament up in Ripon. Pretty close to knocking off Ripon, the defending champions. And we had eight individual titles, including a relay. We had a couple that won multiple. Caleb Toberman on the men's side won both shot put and weight throw. Both Eli Newton and Adrian Outlaw on the men's side won their individual races. Eli in the 800 with the second best time in school history, and Adrian in the 400. Then they were a part of the 4x4 relay as well. And then on the women's side, Miranda Hersey had one of the top 10 pole vaults in school history to win there and take the pole vault, and Maddie Rusk in the long, and then we had Maddie Bowley in the weight throw with a career high that was a top 10 throw as well. So we had a couple events on the men's side where we swept in the weight throw. The shot put, Blake Orwig and Shane Anderson joining Caleb Toberman. And now Caleb Toberman and Shane Anderson are heading off to the NCAA Indoor Division III Championships in Virginia Beach. Going into that, there's 20. Shane is seated eighth with what was the third best throw in school history at 19.05 meters. And Caleb is seated 13th. He's also in the top 10. And they've kind of gone back and forth this year. Shane won the first meet of the year, and then Caleb won the next two, and then Shane won with his 1905, and then Caleb took the last two. So they've gone back and forth, and we'll see who has the better day between the two of them out there with Coach Woodard, and hopefully they can have a good day on Friday and go for All-American status.
It's going to be a busy weekend for Caleb. In a way, he's going to be getting back to the roots of track and field after he competes in the national championships.
Yeah, Caleb is a very busy person on campus. He works for me in Sports Info, doing a lot of camera and camera stuff and stat stuff depending on the sport, and comes and works in the office where he's working on a basketball project for me with getting a bunch of stats digitized on that. But he's also obviously track and field with both of those, and then he's also in the corral, and they are headed to Greece for spring break. And so the way it works, because of this, they left on Tuesday. Coach Woodard, Shane Anderson, and Caleb Toberman left on Tuesday, flying out of Peoria. I think they were going to Charlotte and then into Virginia. coming back Saturday morning, they switch the flight so they go through O'Hare. So that way Caleb can land in O'Hare. I think he told me they land at like 10 a.m. and then he's just going to hang out at O'Hare for a few hours until the entire chorale and the part of the band that's going to Greece gets up there. I think their flight leaves at 4:30 or 4:45, so he's waiting till he gets a text that they're through security, then he can go meet them at the gate and then get on the flight. I think they go to Vienna, and then they have a layover in Vienna before they fly into Athens. So he's got a busy day. He's got another one of his classmates who also works for me taking his bag up there with them to get it from here, so he didn't have to take his bag for a week in Europe all the way to Virginia Beach with them while they're already taking all of that stuff. So and then I know his bag from Virginia Beach is coming back here with Coach Woodard. But yeah, then they're gone for a week in Greece and in Europe doing their thing and singing. So he's got quite a busy 10-11 days. When he was in the office working on Monday, he was like, all right, well, I'll see you in 2 weeks and hopefully I'll remember where I am. So he was just kind of, you know, going to be all over the place between, you know, Peoria, Charlotte, Virginia Beach, O'Hare, Vienna, Greece. I don't know where their layover is on the way back, but they're going to be all over the place. So yeah, hopefully he gets a chance to see the original, the Olympic Stadium from 1896 that's there. And obviously the one from 2004, you know, hopefully he gets a chance to check those out. I don't know what kind of tours they've got set up for all that stuff, but hopefully they can check that out. I was there in 99, so they were building the 04 stadium, but I didn't see that. But I saw the 1896 stadium, and it's a lot of marble, and you can go down there and it's open. I mean, you can go down there and run on the track that they ran on in 1896 and sit in the stands. It's pretty cool.
We mentioned the chorale and the wind ensemble heading over to Greece, and they're doing that because it's spring break. That also means the annual trip to Florida for the Monmouth baseball and softball teams. They started their seasons already. You're going to be heading down to Florida with the baseball team. Talk a little bit about the baseball team this year. How's it looking for Coach Alan Paterny and the Scots?
Yeah, because our spring break's a week later this year. They were able to get a couple games in before they went. So they played at Blackburn last Sunday and went 1-1. Had one tough inning in game one where it went from us up 5-4 to down 10-5 with a couple of errors and a couple of doubles, but bounced right back in game two and took a 7-0 lead. We had a couple home runs in there. It's kind of a different team, and it'll take some getting used to. The senior class from last year was pretty much all pitchers. So we come into this year with Cade Sharp, who is a senior now, had made three starts last year and three starts in 2022. But that was really it as far as starts in conference games or on weekends. Toby Turnquist started game one for us on Sunday. He threw 11 innings last year and also hit a little bit. But now he was our game one starter, and then Cade was right behind him in game two. We've got a junior college transfer in there that we're expecting to get in rotation, who's new to Monmouth. And then there's a couple of freshmen that are competing for rotation spots that Coach Paterny and Coach Ryan Jamar, who's the pitching coach and a former college pitcher up at Olivet and down at UIS, you know, they're high on a couple of these young pitchers. The other thing we have to replace is the left side of the infield. Jack Keithy and Nate Melvin both graduated in center field. Logan Komatter, left field. Christian Centeno. So you've got that whole left side of the field, third base, shortstop, left field, center field is new. Now, a couple of those guys that got in there on Sunday did get some quality playing time last year and some opportunities in some games. Aiden Scott at shortstop and Alexander Dye at third base. But we started a freshman who was also part of the football team. Gabriel Ziegler-Harris started in the outfield. Aiden Parkins, who is a transfer in, who is a Monmouth native, but is new to Monmouth College, got a start out there in left field in one game and at third base in the other. And then Clayton McCoy, Jovic, who played right field last year a lot of the time, moved over and started in center. So, you know, some guys learning new positions. The part that's good is Daniel Lemus and Raul Guillermo, who split time behind the plate, are both veterans. Raul had a home run, his ninth career homer, and Daniel led us in hitting last year and was also the best defensive catcher in the conference. So they're there. When one's not catching the other, if Raul's not catching, he can play first base or DH. Lemus can play right field. Also might pitch for us a little bit this year. Tyler Houck is back at second base, which is great veteran leader and was in the leadoff spot on Sunday. Nate Reed, who's a first baseman and can play a little outfield, was back at first. He had a home run on Sunday. So there's some veteran spots there. There's some veterans in the bullpen with guys like Owen Wolf and Tyler Sears and you know, a few of the other guys that have gotten some innings. But that's what this spring break trip's all about. They're going to play 9 games. Some are 7 inning doubleheaders, but there's going to be 9 games down there. A lot of chance for guys to get some opportunities to get ready, because when we come back, it's conference play right away. We come back, have 1 game against Blackburn, and then on Saturday the 23rd, it's a doubleheader at home against Illinois College, who's always a tough team to play. So got some things to figure out in Florida, but that's what that trip's for. We're going to leave 7 a.m. on Thursday and bus down. We stop in Atlanta and then get into Fort Pierce, Florida on Friday night, and they'll get a little practice in after dinner, and then we'll get a doubleheader Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and we'll be down there doing all that. Hopefully the internet will cooperate. We'll have live stats from all of those online and have recaps and, you know, get everything set. But looking for, I was there for half last year. Last year I did first half with softball, second half with baseball, but now this year I'm going just with baseball, and Luke Bradburn's going with our softball team. So we'll hopefully have both teams covered online and get everything set.
You mentioned softball. Let's talk about Alexa McCleary's team. They'll be in Florida as well. They've also got their 2024 season underway.
Yeah, they got their 2024 season underway with the Fontbonne tournament the last week in February. Had a couple of pitching injuries going into that happened the week of. So the number two pitcher was not able to throw, and one of the others was limited. So they kind of juggled things around for their lineup. They had, again, seniors in very key positions last year. There were not a lot of seniors for softball last year, but you lose Abby Leber, who's one of the best pitchers that Mammoth's ever had for a 3-year career, that was up over 200 strikeouts and 20 wins in her career. So she graduated early. But then you had Calista Wormowski in center field, who was a multiple time all conference selection, leadoff hitter, center fielder, could also play shortstop. Was a big key there. Madeline Belleville starting at second base was a big key. She usually hit towards the top of the lineup as well. So you got some spots to replace, and there's not a lot of seniors. Lillian Huckey is in right field as a senior this year. Addison Stewart's a pitcher, is a senior, and then the other seniors don't have a lot of playing time under their belt, you know, coming into this year. So you've got a junior class that's had some experience, and then we had a lot of freshmen last year who got some playing time. Lizzie Durfee, who's now a sophomore on the mound, is the number one after pitching behind Abby Leber last year, and then Vanessa Wright last year as a freshman got some playing time, and Abby Winstead, Addison Narlock, and now you've got Kendall Lewis, who's a junior at shortstop as well. But then we've got some newcomers in spots, and some of them are transfers. We've got an Iowa Wesleyan transfer. We have an ICC transfer. We have a Heartland transfer. So there's some transfers into the mix, and that includes our center fielder. It includes our third baseman. It includes our starting catcher as a freshman. So there's some different things in there. So some names to look out for as far as the newcomers go when you're looking at softball this year. Savannah Powers, who's behind the plate. Jordan Lance, who's over at third base, is one of the transfers. And Grace Wyman in center. Liz Waymeyer is a newcomer. And there's a couple other. Grace Goodrich didn't play last year. She does have experience from 2 years ago. So she's back there, too, in the mix at second base, along with Alexis Hardy and Carly Ashby. And, you know, those are some of the people we're going to see. And then hopefully Alyssa Heffelfinger, who was the pitcher I mentioned mentioned that was out last week, will be back soon and able to pitch as they expect her to be in that number two spot. And we've got a couple of other, Michaela Clockingay is a newcomer on the mound, Chelsea Herrick as well, in the circle. So, those are a couple of the new pitchers that, we'll see what they get. But, and again, they're going to go down to Florida. They're going to play 8 games. They fly down on Saturday, practice on Sunday, and then they have doubleheaders on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So they'll get 8 games there in 4 days, with Wednesday being the off day. They're in the Orlando area, where we are over on the Atlantic side, and with baseball in Fort Pierce, right there next to Port St. Lucie. So I was checking out the Met spring training schedule yesterday to see if there's a possibility of working that out for one of the nights we don't have anything. And I know Luke going down there, he was looking yesterday at the tickets for Sunday to see if he could pull off going to the Arnold Palmer Invitational for the last day, because it's right there in that area as well, and he's a big golf guy. So not sure if he figured that out yesterday or not, but that's kind of what he was looking for, because Sunday they've got just a team practice before they start Monday. But yeah, 8 games down there for them, and then they come back and have a couple weeks before conference play, since there's less teams on the softball side and they don't play the full series of things. So the way baseball plays is Saturday, Sunday weekend. Softball just plays on one day, so they don't start conference play until we get into April. So they'll come back and still play Illinois Wesleyan and we play Greenville and Eureka, a couple other teams like that, before jumping into conference play. So they've got some time still to figure out lineup things. But both teams kind of are in the same boat, where they lost seniors in some key positions, but they've got some veteran leaderships in the right spots. And then we'll see how some of the newcomers perform throughout the year.
You're listening to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Office of Communications and Marketing. I'm talking to the voice of Fighting Scots Athletics, Monmouth College Sports Information Director Nathan Baliva. A reminder to not only follow Monmouth Athletics on social media, but make sure to sign up for Nathan's excellent Scott Scoop e-newsletter. You can receive that every week during the school year, and you can do both of those things by going to monmouthscots.com. That's your home on the World Wide Web for all things Fighting Scots related. During the school year, be sure to tune in to Monmouth radio station WRAM-WMOI at 8:15 every Monday morning. That's when Nathan gives a weekly report about Fighting Scots athletics. Just dial your radio to 1330 on AM or 97.7 over FM frequency, or you can point your browser to RadioMonmouth.com to hear the live stream. The station also posts a podcast of every Monday morning interview with Nathan. And another friendly reminder to plan on being on campus on March 23rd. That's when the Monmouth Chamber Winds and Chorale will give what promises to be another great home tour concert. The concert will come on the heels of the two groups' tour of Greece, which, as Nathan mentioned, will take place during this year's spring break. The home tour concert, which will be at 7:30 in the evening on March 23rd, will be performed in the historic Dahl Chapel and Auditorium. And, of course, it will be live streamed online over the college's YouTube channel. Now let's get back to my conversation with Monmouth Sports Information Director Nathan Baliva. While the Scots baseball and softball teams are preparing for conference play with games down in Florida, Monmouth's golf and tennis teams are gearing up for the spring as well. And of course, outdoor track and field is also at the metaphorical starting line.
Also in the spring schedule, we've got golf and tennis. Men's tennis has already started. They played four indoor matches in February. A couple of those were over in Iowa, and the other two were at Illinois Wesleyan and Bloomington. They're now off until Easter weekend, and they're going to host Webster. The women will play there as well. Their one spring match, just like the men played one match in the fall, but they're going to play Webster here at home on what is Good Friday, March 29th, and then they'll jump right into conference play the weekend after that, April 6th and 7th, and go through until they go to the conference tournament the last weekend in April. Five tennis players, one newcomer in Nehemiah DeClaw. The other four were here last year. Caden Sepich had a nice win at the conference tournament last year, so looking to repeat that. Spencer Korn, Sawyer Day, and Andrew Nichols are up there as well. And and so far this year, Coach Dahlstrom's kind of been rotating through and getting them experience in different spots in the lineup as they play through those indoor matches, and then they'll get ready for the outdoor season coming up. Golf's got a spring break trip going to Florida as well. Those are just kind of practice rounds. They don't play in any official matches, but they're down there playing. The men and the women, they will both play during the spring, but it's the men conference championship season, which will come up in Metamora Fields down in the Peoria area that last week of April. Both teams will have a couple of meets at the end of March, and then they'll host the Fighting Scott Invitational at Gibson Woods on April 6th and 7th, which is that Saturday, Sunday, the weekend right after Easter. So that's where they'll host as they get ready. But on the men's side, a lot of returning players that had good years in the fall with Gannon Greenman out there, and they've got really, you look at what they were able to do last year and get things done. Greenman, Bossert, Henson, Grant Foster, those guys were all people that were competitive throughout their rounds and were able to get things done. Especially Gannon and Briggs were kind of back and forth as the top two golfers on the men's side throughout the fall season. I would expect for them to be the same right there, and then have Thomas Henson and Grant Foster and one of the freshmen that follows them up there on their side. And then you got Sarah Sidoris leading the way on the women's side. Again, they had their conference tournament in October, but they will play, I think they've got five events scheduled for the spring, including that home meet against a whole bunch of schools, Knox and different schools that come over here and play in that Fighting Scott Invitational at Gibson Woods.
Started off the podcast talking about indoor track and field championships. That means we can't be far away from outdoor track and field.
Yeah, outdoor track and field, they get it. It's such a weird schedule, right? They get like a week off. They get spring break, and get a week off, and then come right back. And they start. They actually go to Central to start their schedule for the outdoors on that's Easter weekend. But I'm double checking right now. I think that's a Thursday night meet. The way they're doing that this year, because it's Easter weekend, and I'm sure nobody wanted to get out there on Good Friday or be traveling back onto a Sunday, especially those schools that might have to spend the night over at Central. But yeah, that is the Thursday night on March 28th. So that'll get the spring schedule started. Our home meet is on the May the 4th. So a little Star Wars Day track meet for us there to have some fun with that one. And then the outdoor championships are the weekend after, May 10th and 11th at Illinois College in Jacksonville. They'll get a last chance qualifier again. And then just like the indoor meet, which goes out to Virginia Beach, the outdoor meet goes to Myrtle Beach. So it's that's where hopefully we'll have somebody that weekend of May 23, 24, 25, multiple people possibly competing out there. But they've got meets at Augustana, Illinois Wesleyan, Beloit College, and Illinois College after that Central meet, where they'll be busy every weekend from March 28th till hopefully the end of May. We did well in the outdoor meet last year for a conference. We had a handful of conference champions and players of the week throughout the track season last year, and Maddie Boley went to nationals last year for discus, and hopefully can repeat that again. She was the indoor performer of the year this year. Has a chance to be the outdoor performer of the year. She finished second last year to one of the multi-event competitors from Cornell. Who I think set the conference record in the heptathlon, or was pretty close to it anyway, and had a really good outdoor meet. So she won that, and Maddie was second. But Maddie's got a couple conference titles to defend. So does Caleb Toberman on the outdoor side, and then for the throwing. And then you look at what some of our runners did indoor. Eli Newton winning the 800, Adrian Outlaw winning the 400, the 4x4 winning. So hopefully they can take that momentum from the indoor season and carry it into outdoor season. season and, you know, go through that. And we had a couple freshmen I know Coach Woodard was pretty high on that were injured at the end of indoor and were not able to compete at the indoor championships. And hopefully they're getting healthy here over the month of March and into April and able to peak in May and get us some of those points at the outdoor meet. And we'll see what we can get there and hopefully chase down Ripon and compete for that conference title. But yeah, that'll actually finish off our spring season is track. It kind of starts the winter spring season in December and then finishes it off in May. It's a long track season and so far been pretty successful. Hopefully they can keep that going.
That's Nathan Beliba. He's the voice of Fighting Scots Athletics as Monmouth Sports Information Director. Be sure to keep your internet browser dialed to the college's website, monmouthscots.com. That's your official home on the World Wide Web for all things Fighting Scots related, and it's the way to stay on top of what the baseball and softball teams do down in Florida. It's also where you can watch Monmouth Athletics events streamed. And that's a wrap on this 26th episode of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year. You can tell us what you think or add to the conversation by firing off an email to us at news@monmouthcollege.edu. Be sure to put conversation in the subject line. Until our next conversation, this is Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody, and have a nice day.